Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, that's a good text coming in. Most of you excited for the Pelicans season. Here's a text from the 985. Excited, yes. Playoffs, no. That's a pretty common theme, and I think that's expectations are good. I don't think you should expect this team to make the playoffs. They should fight to make the playoffs. I think they'll be right on that fringe, and you never know. I have seen some people nationally, I think Brian Windhorst was saying, this is a team that you can expect to make the playoffs, maybe even a top six, top four seed. I'm not going to go that far. I'm not going to go that far at all. I'd love to see it happen. If you're on hold, stay on hold. We'll get to you in just a second, but let's bring on in my buddy Scott Alexander, who's going to host the show with us tomorrow on Sports Talk. I'll be hosting early. Christian's off on vacation, 4 to 8 p.m. He's the host of Primetime Sports on WLAE and CST TV, and he's also on Twitter at @DScottAlexander. Scott, what's going on, dude?
Seth Dunlap, how are you, my friend?
I am great. I was just telling my audience and our guests that I am very excited to be back, man. This is a great time to talk sports here. I was away for a couple of weeks on vacation. I missed it.
Man, you know what? This is usually like the dead period before the Saints training camp. Everybody in the media kind of takes their vacation around this time, but free agency saved us from all that. And everything that the momentum that was building up pre-draft with obviously the lottery, and then you get the actual draft and the trades during the draft, and then you put the cherry on top with this free agency, and you kind of have a feeling, you know, maybe they aren't done. Who knows? I remember last time I was on with you, the day before the free agency started, the first thing I said was, expect the unexpected. Like, I said, we know what we know we need. We need shooters and we need, you know, rim protectors, and we talked about that. And they got that. They got that with J.J. Redick. They got it with Derek Favors. But I don't think any of us really thought that they would get one of the best three-point shooters in NBA history. And then, oh, by the way, a guy that was the third overall pick of the draft just about 7, 8 years ago, 9 years, whatever it may be, and a guy that's waiting to blossom. And I think he's going to do it. So Favors and Redick, along with what they've done in the draft, and some pieces here and there in the trades. I like what's going on this season. I'm looking forward to it because you not only have a young team that you're building around Zion, but you're going to be competitive and you don't have those long-term deals either.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I'm certainly not a pessimist. I'm on the optimistic side of that, I guess, timeline. And I'm also, though, a little bit of a realist, but I kind of let myself at least imagine a reality here where Brandon Ingram comes back and he's the star in waiting, 20-plus points a game. J.J. Redick hasn't aged much. And this team, well, they click on all cylinders, and all of a sudden, they really are what Brian Windhorst and others, some others think. Hey, they're one of the better teams in the Western Conference. Could that actually happen, Scott, in some weird, you know, reality where everything goes right?
Well, you're getting some pieces and mixes and combinations that I really like. I mean, it is a best-case scenario if they can somehow get in that 6-5 range. Let's be honest. I mean, I cannot see any situation where they could go top four. And when you got – with the way Utah improved so much, you know, Portland did so well last year – this year in the playoffs compared to last year. You know, those teams that just doubled up their fun with, you know, the combinations that they did with the Clippers, the Lakers, now the Rockets. There's so many teams that obviously have more talent and they have more playoff experienced players that you can't see this young team doing that. But what I think is kind of fascinating is that we're going to finally see a Drew Holiday that the sky is the limit, you know, because let me say this. I love the fact that somebody, you know, Griffin threw out the MVP thing and we all said, man, that is so ludicrous. But in reality, this dude could have that kind of season. An MVP is just another level. Let's just say an MVP-type season. He's a dude that legitimately could average 25, 26 points. He legitimately could get 7, 8, 9 assists and legitimately get 6, 7 boards. That's how good Drew Holiday can be. And when you put that up and then all of a sudden the Pels have just some incredible season that people didn't expect. I'm not saying, you know, 1, 2, or 3 seed, but just something. he could be in the conversation because he is going to be tasked to be the leader of this group of players. And I like the youth that they're surrounding him with too. I think those Lakers people, they're growing on me. The Lonzo thing, I really like what's happening right here. I really, truly do.
Yeah, you're getting me excited. Talking to Scott Alexander, of course, big LSU fan, Scott, and LSU fans really excited for this season. And I opened the show talking about expectations for Joe Burrow. I like Joe Burrow. Just to our audience, anybody who didn't say, I really do like Joe Burrow. I think he's going to be fine. I also think LSU is going to be an SEC and national title contender this year. They're that talented everywhere. But let me ask you this, Scott. Are you buying all of the talk, and we're hearing a lot of it now locally from fans, media, some even whispers inside the program that, hey, this could be an elite quarterback this year, maybe a sneaky Heisman Trophy contender. I'm not buying it, but are you?
No, I'm not, and that doesn't mean I don't love Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow is feisty, he's a competitor, and he's a winner. He's a gamer. I love those kind of guys, and I don't equate that with being, you know, Heisman Trophy candidate. I mean, you're talking Trevor Lawrence, you're talking Tua, you're talking all these other just huge weapons. But what I also don't like is when expectations get this high. Because I'm gonna go last year, because I was on your show and very publicly went nuts when people were throwing the seven games. Can they get the seven games? I'm like, are you kidding me? If they had a field goal kicker the year before, they would have 10 wins, no problem, 10-2, 11-1 more likely. And I'm like, they're definitely going to get 8, 9, 10 wins. And there's no doubt in my mind. And I hate this way. I'm going the opposite. I just don't want us to have like, oh, my gosh, if we don't go 11-1, it's not a good season. Because this team could easily go, you know, 9-3 and just have a couple bad breaks and be just as good. The thing here is, that schedule last year was so daunting. And if they can knock off Texas, and that's a big if in Austin, but I truly believe LSU has the better team. I've been on a lot of Texas games. And if you take away their bowl game against Georgia, nobody's predicting them. You got Georgia. They got Georgia at a time that Georgia felt they should have been in the national championship game. They were right for the picking. So I take that game out, and LSU's going to have a big advantage in this. I truly believe that. Although playing in Austin won't be easy because their high hopes are high as well. But the fact is, I think just roll with this season. I think Alabama's vulnerable. I'm not going to make any predictions that LSU can beat them or will beat them, but I'm just saying it is more wide open right now, if that can be possible, than it's been in a while. I think Georgia's right there with Alabama. LSU talent-wise isn't. Joe Burrow will be the main key to that.
Scott Alexander, at @DScottAlexander on Twitter. And Scott, let me ask you this as we wrap up our LSU part of the conversation. Is there a timeline, and you have your finger on the pulse of the LSU fan base and think better than I do, is there a timeline that the fans and the boosters are giving O, Coach O, to close the gap and really surpass Alabama? Have they resigned themselves to, hey, that's never going to happen when Saban's there, or is it, hey, this has got to happen sometime, that's why we hired you?
Of course, there's going to be a mixture in the fan base on that. Let me be a realist here. This is not like you're talking about the best coach, you know, in the country right now. You're talking about the best coach in the history of the game. He took a very poor LSU team from the decade of the 90s with maybe one or two decent seasons in that entire decade and made them a national champion in four seasons. All right? This is a guy that can do this, and we've never seen anything like it. Not even Bear Bryant could do this much this quick. So to compare Coach O to Alabama and Coach Saban is just not fair. I'm sorry. I don't care what kind of LSU fan you are. Get in reality. The fact is I think Coach O doesn't get enough credit for how well he's played Alabama. And I know nobody wants to, you know, talk about moral victories. But for the most part, except for that game this season, they have been right there with Alabama. And I give them a lot of credit, including that game that was 0-0. With like 12 minutes left in the game just two seasons ago. Fact is, I think this team has done well against Bama. I think Coach O has way surpassed expectations. And I was on the hire when they got him. And now other people are coming on the bandwagon. I know guys like you liked it, other people did, but there's a lot of negativity about the hire. I think it's a great hire, and I think that he is closing the gap somewhat. The gap was very wide. Ask Les Miles. He'll tell you the same thing. It got wide. But right now, I think you got to worry about just doing your job, getting the rest of those wins, and then let the chips fall as they may with Alabama, because you're not just comparing the best coach of this year. You're comparing him against the best coach of all time. That's just not fair.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Saints, they opened training camp today, at least for the rookies. And speaking of sky-high expectations, Scott, they're there for the Saints. A lot of people think it's Super Bowl or bust. I'm actually almost there considering what's happened for the Saints the last couple of years, and it might be Drew's last season. What are you most watching for as training camp starts here? Any players, any positions that you've got your eye on?
Well, I want to see exactly how they use Cook, the tight end, Jared Cook, because here's the thing. You know, Jimmy Graham was so effective. He's not Jimmy Graham, okay? That's not that. But Drew Brees is not Drew Brees either. Drew Brees is still amazing. But that bullet pass 30 yards over the middle does not come with the same velocity. I'm just curious about how the offense will spread him around, and the beauty about that is now you have a true weapon at tight end to go along with Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara, because in the NFL, having two superstar breakout players like that, you almost have to have something like that. But to have a third player that can take the pressure a little bit off of them and maybe have a linebacker sway to when this guy goes out, as opposed to just double and triple teaming the other two guys I just mentioned, it's going to mean a lot. And you're going to have a healthy receiving core, because, I mean, listen, we have good receivers here, but not a lot of them have proved themselves. And Ted Ginn's getting up there in age, but if Ted can stay healthy, he spreads the field still. Even at his age, he's still one of the fastest guys out there, and that's going to be key. So I'm just looking for how that offense gels, and I want to see how these safeties perform in year 3 and 4. I mean, this is a big year for Marcus Williams, Von Bell, and I'm just curious how they incorporate, you know, the veteran as well. So it's going to be fun to watch.
He's Scott Alexander, and he will be co-hosting Sports Talk with me tomorrow, 4 to 8 p.m., right here on WWL. Scott, I can't wait for that, man. We'll see you in studio tomorrow.
It's going to be a ton of fun, Seth. 4 to 8. I look forward to it.
All right. There he goes. Follow him on Twitter, at @DScottAlexander, and a host of primetime sports on CST and WLAE TV, and, of course, the COO of NOLA Gold Rugby. We're going to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about the British Open, the Open. Boy, bad days for Rory McIlroy and Tiger Woods, and an unexpected guy at the top of the leaderboard. We'll hear from those two gentlemen and talk a little Open when we come back here on The Last Lap.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.